2 years ago, in the Central Florida retirement community of the Villages, Joseph Flynn stood across from an open courtyard where Governor Rick Scott was signing his first budget.
Florida is becoming a very senior, unfriendly state, and people should realize that.
Flynn was there to protest a measure passed by lawmakers steering millions of Floridians and Medicaid into managed care, starting with people in nursing homes.
Now, for-profit companies, okay, have a fiduciary responsibility to do what? Make a profit for their stockholders. So not, they're not going to manage their care. They're going to ration their care. That's what's going to
happen. Right now, the system works like this. The patient goes to the provider, a nursing home, hospital, or doctor. Those providers bill the state, and the state cuts a check. But the problem is there are multiple checks, no better health results, and it's too expensive. Managed care seeks to change all that.
Let's just take medication compliance, that alone. Okay, that's a big issue for a lot of seniors, a lot of persons in long-term care, because it can be very complicated.
Michael Garner heads the Florida Association of Health Plans. He says managed care has a number of ways to help boost health outcomes, starting with something as simple as helping people manage their medications.
The managed care plans have a number of different techniques, everything from a one-on-one nurse that comes out and actually does literally pill counts. So just on pharmaceutical management, we can do a tremendous thing to improve ultimately the continuity of health for that individual, but at the same time ensure lower cost.
The state will be handing over billions of dollars to select health plans in various regions of the state to treat Medicaid patients in nursing homes. Those health plans will build provider networks and contract with them. Patients will be able to choose their plan and network. But elder law attorney Twyla Sketchley says the state already has problems with Medicaid recipients, especially those in rural communities, getting access to doctors.
We don't know how, if we can't get it for private pay rates, how the managed care organizations are going to be able to provide it for what are probably less than what the private rates are going to be.
The Health Plan Association's Garner says the state's managed care plan holds insurers accountable for making sure enough health care providers are available. And he also says while Medicaid reimbursements have always been low, the savings companies gain by having better health outcomes for patients will be steered into raising reimbursement rates within the plans. Medicaid seniors in long-term care will be the first to go into managed care. The plan is to try and steer some of those seniors out of nursing homes and into home and community-based programs, which are cheaper. But Emmett Reed of the Florida Healthcare Association, which represents the long-term care industry, wonders how the savings the state wants will be achieved.
I think there was a study done on the nursing home population in Florida, and about 1% of the residents in nursing homes were found to potentially be inappropriately placed.
Reed says it's not unreasonable for companies to turn a profit. Most have to in order to stay in business. But
nursing homes operate on razor-thin margins already. I mean, it's a very, out of the entire medical profession, it's probably the least profitable. You know, we're just curious to see how a company would be able to come in and significantly slash costs without affecting quality.
Reed says it's a situation his group is watching closely. Medicaid managed care is not a new concept. Florida has had a pilot project in five South Florida counties since 2006 with mixed results on care and cost. While the state has gotten approval from the federal government to begin enrolling seniors and disabled people, it's still awaiting approval to move the larger Medicaid population into managed care. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.